From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barra.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah. And His Eminence was the ninth divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet. We find many proofs for the great treasure of his knowledge and wisdom. One of the great proofs of the great treasure of knowledge and wisdom of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam is that while His Eminence was still in his tender youth, the Shia jurisprudence, after the martyrdom of Imam al-Raza alayhi salam, hastened towards the city of Medina. They came to inquire as to know who is the next infallible and divinely appointed Imam. The reliable people and those who were trustworthy guided these Shia jurisprudents who had come from different places in the Islamic world towards Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. The Shia jurisprudents went to Imam al-Jawad and asked His Eminence the most ambiguous and complicated of questions. And yet Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam answered each and every one of them.
Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam stated, "It is sufficient for someone to be classified as a betrayer if he is the trustee of a disloyal person."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the golden dialogues, the beautiful dialogues of the ninth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Now, of course, the ninth divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, was the son of the eighth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Raza alayhi salam. When talking about Imam al-Jawad's dialogues, we find that there is one dialogue which is relatively long, where the ninth divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, he speaks with one of the very honorable and esteemed companions who was a contemporary of his time, known as Abdul Azim bin Abdullah al-Hasani. We had spoken about him in one of our programs. His shrine is visited by countless thousands every year in the city of Ray, which is interestingly a suburb of Tehran. Now, Abdul Azim al-Hasani, he had a conversation with Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam once regarding the Mahdi, the 12th divinely appointed Imam, the Savior, the Qa'im, of the Holy Prophet's household, peace and blessings upon him. Now, in this conversation and in this dialogue, we find that even before Abdul Azim al-Hasani, peace and blessings upon him, he wanted to ask about the question. Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam began to answer the question even before it was asked. And so in response to asking about the Mahdi, we find that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam replies, "By Allah, who has sent Muhammad with prophethood and singled us out with imamat. If there will be only one day in the world, Allah will prolong that day until Al-Qa'im will appear to fill the earth with fairness and justice as it has been filled with injustice and oppression."
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Dear friends, dear listeners, what a beautiful point here we learn from Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam in this conversation that he is having with Abdul Azim al-Hassani. First off, we find that Imam al-Jawad is swearing by the name of Allah. He has taken an oath by the name of Allah. And he has also said, again, he has testified to the prophethood of the Messenger of Allah. And then he has testified that it is Allah who has singled out the immaculate imams for their position. So when we say divinely appointed imam, this is precisely what Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam here is saying. He's saying that Allah has singled us out. Allah has divinely appointed the imams, and surely it is the right of Allah to appoint a leader, to appoint a guide, to appoint a prophet, to appoint a messenger, and in this case, to appoint an imam. And then Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, he says that if only one day were to remain in the world. Now this can be taken both as a very literal meaning, or we can also take it in a very symbolic meaning. So literally, there's only one day left in the world, and Allah will prolong that day. But also symbolically or metaphorically, meaning even if it seems that the world is upon the edge of annihilation and destruction, and there's only one day left on the earth, because of the amount of chaos and destruction and oppression and tyranny that will fill the earth, even if that one day is there, Allah will prolong that day so that the Qa'im can appear and fill the earth with fairness and justice. In the modern world and in the modern day where we live, and do we not see that the world is filled with oppression and tyranny and injustice and unfairness and all kind of evil moral vices? Sometimes we live in a mirage, or we live under these veils that have been created by the enemies of humanity, and they have been created by the various powers, such as the materialistic powers and the arrogant powers and the capitalistic, consumeristic powers. And they have created veils for us so that we are not able to see truly how much oppression is happening on the world. You go to the African continent, look at how many people are starving to death. Look at Yemen and how many people are starving to death in Yemen because of this, Saudi-backed and Saudi-led and, you know, American and Western world-backed war. Look at how many people, for example, recently Pakistan had many people die and hundreds of millions of dollars in losses due to floods. Look at the amount of wars that are happening all across the world. So what I'm trying to say is that perhaps the world is becoming filled with injustice and oppression. We are just not in tune to it, and we're not able to see it because of the veils that are covering our eyes. But we must have hope, and we must pray, and we must work towards the reappearance of this divinely appointed imam so that he may fill the earth with fairness and justice. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Jawad, alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.